WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Civil rights groups and Charlottesville citizens are complaining about police conduct during the KKK rally and counter-protest earlier this month, and some want the governor's office to investigate. Meanwhile, the governor does an end run around President Trump to forge a trade pact with Mexico City. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, July 18th. Good morning. The American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia and other groups are asking Governor Terry McAuliffe to investigate the police response to the Ku Klux Klan rally and counter-protest in Charlottesville earlier this month. The ACLU, Legal Aid Justice Center, and other groups sent a letter to McAuliffe this week criticizing what they called the outsized and militaristic police presence at the July 8th protest. About 1,000 protesters showed up near the Charlottesville Park where a small group of Klansmen held their rally. In the letter, the groups questioned the appropriateness of the police use of tear gas and riot gear, among other things. They say the aggressive display did not help de-escalate tensions between protesters and Klansmen. The groups sent a similar letter to Charlottesville officials. And last night, there was a Charlottesville City Council meeting, and of the 15 residents speaking there, 13 complained about the militarization of the police at the KKK counter-protests on July 8th. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini was there.
Welcome to Charlottesville City Council.
Charlottesville citizens came forward to ask for de-escalation training for the police following what they believed had been unnecessary violence towards the protesters. They also asked for the revocation of the permit of the alt-right to gather in Charlottesville on August 12th, which they say is a matter of public safety for the city's residents. Mary Bauer, executive director of the Legal Aid Justice Center, also asked for an investigation into the police tactics on July 8th. City manager Morris Jones then traced back the unfolding of events to explain why they went the way they did. He also reminded the citizens that they could file a complaint against the city.
There were individual issues that were brought up this evening about ways that individuals were treated as part of this. They can file complaints with the city, and those will be investigated. So there is a process by which we investigate those things. The chief is looking at all of the video evidence from that day, and he will compile that into a report that will come to the city council.
As for revoking the permit, the city cannot do anything of the sort due to the First Amendment, he noted.
We are not defending the speech. We are defending their right to speak.
For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.
Also, Governor McAuliffe has announced that Virginia and Mexico City have signed a memorandum of understanding designed to promote trade. McAuliffe announced the MOU last week. It is the second one he's signed this summer with a locality in Mexico. The Democratic governor has been critical of Republican President Donald Trump's trade policies. McAuliffe has been a huge booster of Virginia's role in international trade. He's taken frequent trips abroad to promote the Old Dominion and to try to lure companies to Virginia. Mexico is one of Virginia's top export destinations. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Tuesday.